Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Okay, so, guys, are you ready
for love?
You remember last week when we met physically in the flesh?
Yeah.
Right?
That was nice.
And we talked about, amongst many things, Gregorian chanting?
Greg's chanting.
It's a new app. You go around the back of Greg's.
It's just everyone you know called Greg. Greg Wallace, Greg James, all chanting. You pick your Greg. It's like I'm on SatNav when you pick a voice and then a Greg just chants at you.
About things they've eaten in Greg's. Anyway, there was a song which I tried to sing and loads of people got in touch with us on Twitter. Thank you very much to everyone who tweeted us, reminding me what the song was that I was trying to remember. So I'm going to play it to you now.
So this starts.
Very, very evocative. How much do you love that, Alan?
Oh, I love it.
Do you remember this? Are you so young you don't remember this?
No idea.
Oh, guys!
No.
This.
Oh, yeah. The beat's dropped.
These are sexy monks. These are your people, Helen. Come on.
What sexy monks? Was not expecting
it's called
that.
Sadness or Sadness by Enigma. You might recognise it in a minute.
Ooh.
I just don't think I've ever heard this in my life.
What?
No, but I love it.
Do you not remember this bit? This.
No, Tom. I think if we were going to remember it, we would have pretty much recognised it when
the Gregorian chant kicked in.
There's a beat where it goes, like, it's got the catchy bit, dun, 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 but that takes ages and we don't need to sit here playing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. What a beautiful tune.
Isn't it?
Lovely. I love the beat.
To John Peel in his
head.
That's actually in the wrong speed. That's a
beautiful tune.
Anyway, always nice to kick off the podcast with.
I would like to kick off the secondary bit of the podcast by the WhatsApp agenda is for the first time. Made me double take and made it just look like someone's insulting someone because I put, "I'm just coming," just before we started the podcast, and then Helen just replied, "Virgin," which I presume is something for the WhatsApp agenda, but it just sounded like you're insulting
me.
Yeah, she's insulting you, not by comparing you to someone who's never had sex, but by comparing you to the country's worst broadband supplier. That's why it's an insult.
Spoilers.
Because you're slow and glitchy. The WhatsApp has come alive in the last couple of minutes while we were getting ready to come on.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I think it's supposed to be that we document it as we go over the week. But what's now tended to happen for the last 2 or 3 weeks is that we just all... It's like last minute hope. We're cramming, aren't we? We're cramming. We're walking into the GCSE
crammers.
Exam hall and we're going, shit, fuck. Oh, right. 1939 to 1945, on the back of our hands.
Yeah.
But the back of our hands is the WhatsApp group now.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got reminded of one of my agenda points during the Gregorian chanting. That's how late to the homework club I was.
Oh, yeah, ASMR. Sure, I saw it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Anyway, and the second half of the podcast, as always, will be WhatsApp. WhatsApp agenda.
Okay, good.
What's agenda with you?
Good. Excellent. Any other news before we get on to the second half of the podcast?
Well, I mean, anything to
fill the first half of the podcast, maybe? I'm sure there's a plan for the second half, Dave. But by saying that, you've implied we've got a plan for the first half. It's worth pointing out that we are actually recording on a Thursday today, which is very unusual.
Absolute shambles.
I really have no idea what's happening. We were supposed to be meeting. We've done one of those where we were supposed to be meeting at 1 and it's now 20 to 2. I was late off a Zoom, so my head is very much in an Excel spreadsheet that was being screen shared rather than in talking about anything interesting. So is that the first half?
Yeah, let's get some ads and we'll come back. Yeah. You know, you listen to podcasts and there's the bit where they sort of talk before they get on with the format of the show.
Yeah.
This podcast is just the bit where they talk before the format, and that's the end of the podcast, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. That's exactly it. There's nothing to get onto. On your podcast, Tom, you'd be doing a bit of Wiffle Waffle before you get into the Amazon history purchase. On mine, it'd be before we start talking about the Friends episode. Mm-hmm. Helen's, it'd be before we start bitching about the person you're bitching about that week.
Yeah.
But this podcast is just the preamble, isn't it? That's what we should call it. Cabin Fever doesn't really work as a title anymore because, I mean, this is literally, so going back to our previously aforementioned shambles, this is literally the only half an hour of the week that we're all at home.
Also, Dave, worth pointing out, it's nearer 20 minutes.
Yeah,
we've got a meeting at 2 o'clock, which we've got to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've now reached a stage so quickly where it's become an absolute faff to find a time that the three of us are all available.
Yeah, but...
You'd think what we should do is maybe have like a regular time that we meet each week.
Well, I mean, this is again the sort of going far too into the podcast behind the scenes that anyone will ever want to care about. But because we're doing our radio show at the moment, which records on a Sunday, that takes out our... I think once the leak, Tom, ends, we can just go back to Sunday 11. That's fine for everyone, isn't it?
No one's ever
busy on Sunday 11.
Absolutely.
Like, you're just hungover or at home bored. But it's the fact that we're currently doing a radio show on Sundays is an absolute shambles.
Yeah, it's a true story. It does make it harder. Well, that's okay. We can, you know, we'll power through the shambles.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to say, how's everyone's week been? But we're still kind of in the middle of the week.
Halfway through it, mate. Halfway through it. But nice, actually, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I got the dog back yesterday, so I've just been enjoying some dog walks today and yesterday.
I notice I get more phone calls from Dave when he's got the dog, because he tends to phone me when he's on a dog walk.
Yeah, I do. I phone everyone when I'm on a dog walk. I
completely approve. It's a great time to make phone calls.
It is. It's a good time to... I feel like our business is much more productive when I have the dog, because I actually call you.
Yeah, and then... But the conversation is punctuated. Come here. So, I think the contract needs
leave
to...
Leave it away.
Yeah. And then what he does, Helen, he starts having a chat. He's just every year. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Come on. No, he can smell your treats. Yeah, he can smell your treats. Cheers.
This is the most pot kettle black thing I've ever heard, because the first 7 years of our company, you were the only one with a dog, and you would literally do this all the time.
Well, Polly's deaf now.
And children. I think children is worse, isn't it? In terms of like calling.
I just don't think you bother calling anyone, do you, when you've got a kid? You're just like, that's it. No friends for 3 years.
We'll get on to what happens when your kids get near the phone shortly.
Is that second? I mean, that's on the WhatsApp agenda, but I feel like that's prime first half content, actually, before we get through to the WhatsApp agenda.
So this is our Antidex Saturday Night Takeaway, is it?
This is the format. This is the actual format, okay. Isn't it?
All right, yeah, great. So, so last night, there's no two ways about this, I went to the pub with my friend Justin, and I'm a bit of a misanthrope. I can't really be bothered to do anything. I'd rather stay at home and watch Call My Agent. Okay. And I thought, and there's been moments during the last year, which I've often voiced on this podcast, where I felt like, actually, I will look forward to going to the pub. And when that moment comes, I will enjoy. No, not so much. Just sort of felt like, oh, God, God's sake.
Your poor friend, does he listen
Justin,
to this podcast?
Oh, no, he knows. I went to the pub and sat talking with him, moaning about being in the pub for the whole time.
Yeah.
So... Remind me never to go to the pub with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the problem with the pub at the moment is that we can't actually go to the pub. We can go as near to the pub as is physically possible without actually going to the pub. Mm. And it's still April, and it's not like a mad April off of last year where it was boiling. Mm. So we are all really just sitting in the fucking freezing cold it's great that we're at the pub, isn't it? Aren't we loving the pub?
My beer's really watery. Why is that? Oh, because there's rain falling into it.
Nature is diluting my beer.
Yeah. It was like that last night. I didn't get a hangover because I drank mostly water last night.
I've been packing for the pub in the same way I'd pack for a 2-day hike.
Yeah.
Like, I've been I genuinely took long johns and a thermal underlayer to the pub the other week. Do you remember I went inside to the pub to change when I was with you the other day, Tom?
Yeah.
I had to go midway through and just start adding layers. It's nuts. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But to be fair, you did start our pub session after we recorded Cabin Fever last week. We went for a pub slash meeting slash mainly pub, and Dave sat in his shorts in the shade for 2 hours and basically went blue. It was absolutely exquisite.
It was
to
fine
watch.
For the first half, wasn't it? And then it just got too cold.
It was really. It was my core temperature dropped. So this happened last night, Dave. Funny you should say that about wearing the right kit, because these two guys turned up and I felt like I was in the Peak District watching people come off a walk. You know what I mean? All they needed was like an orienteering lanyard in front of them. It was those vibes, and I sort of wanted to say, you know, where have you been? I've been on a sort of big old walk around London or something, and it was clear they'd just come from their homes. But this is what you have to wear.
To the pub.
Oh, they were covered in Gore-Tex. They had hats. They had umbrellas. In order to sit on a bench in a backyard drinking £6 a pint ale. So I was moaning about this. And then my son said, when you go to the pub, right, what question, Helen, do you think my son asked about the pub? What was the question that he wanted to know about what life is like in the pub?
What do you buy to drink?
A good question, a sensible question, and a fair question. Bearing in mind, this is my eldest son. This is Riddle Me Wilfred, and his brain does not work like that. What question do you think he asked?
So it's also worth saying this is the question that I was then presented with apropos of nothing.
Well, it's not apropos of nothing, David. It's not apropos of nothing. So the question that he asked was, when you go to the pub, Daddy, do you swear? I know.
Very cute. And what did you say?
I desperately wanted to say fuck yeah, but I had to resist that temptation. I said yes, yeah, we do. I said lots of people swear, I think, when there's no children around, but it's not very clever, it's not very big. And he sort of took it on, you know, okay, right. But I was thinking, but it's very funny.
It is funny.
And then he said, apropos of nothing, except it's not apropos of nothing, he said, I bet Dave Cribb swears a lot in the pub. Out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck has this got to do with Dave Cribb? But this is because, Dave, you have sworn in front of Wilfred several times on the podcast recording. And his little eyes light up.
Oh, really? It's positive. Yeah.
He must think you're so cool with your beard and your swearing.
Yeah. Totally. Not living with your mum anymore. All those things. So he then said, can I send a message to Dave asking him? So he then recorded a voice message, which I've got here, so we can listen to the exchange.
We can listen to it, but bear in mind, I had no context of any of the previous conversations. So all I heard, this was me sitting down watching Parks and Rec or something, having my dinner, and then I suddenly get this out of nowhere.
Dave Cribb, how many times have you sweared in a pub?
What did you reply, Dave?
What
How many
did I reply,
have you
Tom?
Swear in the pub?
Well, you replied, actually, the first message back was actually not a voice message. You simply replied, is this a riddle?
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
It was so confusing. I have never been more confused.
Yeah. So then I think we replied to you.
No, we were just discussing the fact that I'm going to the pub tonight. And then Wilfred said, does Dave Cribb go to the pub? Does Dave Cribb swear in the pub, didn't you?
I like swear.
You don't like swear.
Right, okay, so then there was a conversation about swear. Then I think Dave responds. I think this is Dave now.
The answer is I've never sworn in a pub. Also, the real news here is that you're going to the pub. What's brought that on?
Fair question. Yeah. But also, Dave, not only do you swear in front of my children, and you have, you now have lied to my children.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what game we were playing. I thought you were maybe trying to teach your kid a lesson about how none of us swear. So I thought I was trying to sort of like co-parent from afar, you know?
So how did you, Tom, did you explain to Wilfred that Dave was a liar? What did you do?
Well, I said I'm not sure that's true. And then I think Wilfred sensed that it wasn't true. Because I told him it wasn't true. And then he said...
It is big news and I'm not happy about it.
Oh, that was just me about the pub. It is big news going to the pub. And then...
I bet you're lying, because it sounds like you swear in the pub everywhere.
He swears everywhere.
Dave Cribb the swearer. I think it's quite cool. He thinks of you as like a cool biker, man. You're like a Hell's Angel, mate.
Surfer dude.
Yeah, exactly. He don't give a fuck.
That's so sweet. And also, I love that he likes swearing and you're in such a state of denial about it that you even... When he said he likes swearing, you were like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you don't like swearing. I know. Because that's what you're supposed to do as a parent. But of course, what you should do is say, yeah, well, fuck it. So then I think Dave replies...
It'd be hard for me to answer this without swearing back, so... stuck between a rock and a hard place of doing a funny joke and also swearing in front of your children.
Bearing in mind, Dave, at this point, Dave's evening has been completely hijacked by this weird tangent.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing else now.
And then my youngest son, Edmund, jumped on because he wanted to leave a message for Dave, and this is the final interaction of the whole evening.
I love swearing! I love swearing! I love swearing! I love swearing so much! I love swearing!
That was that! That was that!
Oh, yeah. Both your kids love swearing.
They do, don't they?
They do, they do. And the eldest one taught the youngest one dick the other day.
Did he?
I were in the bath together and him saying, Edmund, that's your dick.
Oh, wow.
I know. I was like, no! The number of times I do this from downstairs. Like, the other day, I heard, Edmund, should we touch tongues? No!
Oh, no. Oh, God, it's got weird now.
Well, it does. Bringing up two kids, all of it's weird. Every element of it is weird. But I don't know. I mean, what's your policy with swearing? If you were parents, and I'm sure, you know, there's a chance that you will both be at some point.
I let Herc swear.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. Effing exactly. And blinding all the time, that dog. Swearing's fast. This feels like a conversation for an entirely different podcast. And by that, I mean a podcast where someone has a level of vague expertise or even just basic knowledge of linguistics or, you know, language or anything.
Yeah.
But it's a fascinating thing, swearing, isn't it? Because why are those words so bad? Do you know what I mean? If we just all accepted that the word fuck was fine.
Oh my gosh.
There's such a taboo around it. Therefore, you have to protect kids and not say it in polite conversation.
This
all
is
that.
Such a students at 4 a.m. having to join conversations.
It really is.
My favourite chat.
Is swearing?
But it's more pertinent to our jobs than you think, because I have these conversations every week with sort of people at the BBC, for example, about what language we can keep in a radio show we've just made. And honestly, I sit there having conversations where they go like, yeah, so the first wank was okay, but I think too many wanks in half an hour and the audience will get a bit uncomfortable. And you can have a crap and a bastard. And a piss is okay in that conversation. Yeah,
and we get away with the odd shit, don't we, on Radio
you can
Wales?
Have a you can have a shit.
You can have a shit on Radio
on daytime
Wales,
radio, on daytime radio in the right context. Yeah. But again, there's so many rules and none of them make sense, which is the maddening thing. But there you go.
I still remember the first time I swore, probably the last time I swore in front of my dad.
Yeah.
And I was about 10 years old and I was trying to fix a bike in the shed and I couldn't get the chain on and I was getting more and more annoyed. And eventually I screamed at the top of my lungs, just quite simply, I just went, fuck! And just heard Tom. And I turned around and my dad had been watching me trying to fix the bike and enjoying me tinkering with the bike and thinking, oh, my boy, playing with the bike. And then he just heard me say, turn the air blue. That was it. That was it. And I was hooked from then on. Yeah. Fucking love it. Fucking love it.
I remember when I learned the word shite and that's I thought it wasn't a swear word. So yes. Age about 7 or 8, I'd use that word instead of shit. And then my mum, after laughing a lot at me, said, in a way, it's worse.
It is funny, though. Kids swearing is very funny. It's that's very the problem.
Funny. No, it's really funny. Yeah. Really?
Well, swearing itself is funny as well, we know. Yeah. As well,
who's
we know.
That comedian? I always want to call her Sarah Palin. Sarah...
Millican.
Pasco.
Silverman.
Sure.
Apparently her dad used to teach her swear words and then get her out at dinner parties to just say them all. And I think that's where she got her kind of love of comedy, because she used to make all these adults laugh and not really understand why.
Wow. Yeah.
I used to be brought out of bed to sing hymns to my parents' dinner parties, not to swear in front of them.
Gregorian chanting. Is that what you did?
We've come full circle. Look, we've only got 7 minutes left, Tom. Play the ads and then let's do the WhatsApp agenda.
Hi, I'm Scott Hancock, and I host From Queer to Eternity, a new podcast exploring what it means to be queer, where we have conversations like this.
I look at younger generations and go, you can just Google this stuff.
The fact that the only mention of queerness was don't get AIDS.
If I'd been marrying a girl, that would not have happened.
Maybe we can find a universality that we weren't aware of before.
That's why this podcast is so great, because actually, I guess we just don't think to speak of this stuff, and yet it's part of our fabric.
From Queer to Eternity, available to listen to now from the Great Big Owl Company.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, to the what's up agenda. So a lot of it has just been us trying to find a time that we can record this, I'd say, which yeah. isn't going to be...
Let's not read those messages out.
Exciting. But what I would say, Tom, is actually going back to this, I don't know whether this was for the agenda or just for general chatting, but you've been embracing Too Good To Go, haven't you?
Oh, my giddy
look
aunt.
At that. Look at what you've got in that goodie bag there.
So I did so well. So I looked on it, and also you get addicted to it very, very quickly.
Oh, so it's compulsive. Because it's gambling, essentially, isn't it? Because you don't know what you're getting. It's a big risk.
Gambling, thrills. But with gluten at the end of it. Oh
yes,
happy days. And there's so many shops around me that are doing it, like little bakeries, and there's a couple of pizza places, a couple of restaurants. And there's one bakery that I like, but is way too expensive. Like, you can get these cinnamon rolls, but they are literally £3. It's insane how expensive the bakery is. So I don't really go there that much because, you know, I'm in podcasting and I don't have the budget for that. And I saw they were on it, so I did a £3 job from them, which you guys know because I've shared it with you on the WhatsApp group. Oh, I got two sandwiches, I got a pan of chocolate, and I got a cinnamon bun for £3.
It's delightful, isn't it?
What was in the sandwiches? Oh. They look really, like, bougie.
Yeah, totes bougie. One of them was all sort of chickeny mayonnaise-y with guac in there as well. And on the bread was, like, proper French bread. And then the other one was a ciabatta with prosciutto, ham.
Prosciutto.
Helen, stop it. And it had really salted bread as well. Oh my God. It was insane. And do you know what, Helen? I've made an absolute blunder, which you actually started, because you've told the nation on this podcast. I've told all my mates who live nearby.
Oh, you fucked that, mate. You absolutely fucked it.
Yeah, what an idiot. What? Tell people outside of your area.
Yes, claim your region.
There's only, from this bakery, bakery, there's only three a day they do. And
well, you said it on the podcast now, you idiot.
Oh,
bleep the bakery out.
It'll make it.
Do you know, if you bleep out F*** bakery in the right way, it'll sound like it's a swear word.
F*** them. I know, hang on. it's insane. And what you notice, Dave, is that they're actually selling out the night before now.
Well, yeah, so it's not even the night before. It's still on the day, I think. But so in my local area, which I'm not going to give away for fear of people jumping on it. No, I've already said loads of nights.
I mean, you can say Greggs, Dave, they're everywhere.
Yeah. But Greggs in Stratford, where I live, home of the Olympics, home of health.
And Shakespeare.
And Shakespeare, yeah. Not that one, not William. The Greggs in Stratford Mall, bearing in mind they only go on sale at midnight, had sold out completely by 4:36 a.m.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
You know what you can do, though? There's a danger here, but you can get back pissed. And I'm going to treat my future self, because I know I'm going to have a hangover all day tomorrow.
Yeah, future self to Greggs.
I think there's an interesting seam here, which is treating your future self. Just getting myself... A me in 24 hours is not a me I can conceive of. I don't have the imagination to do
no,
that.
No, the slight flaw in your plan, if you're pissed and going to be hungover, is that does... You're treating yourself in one way, but you're also tricking yourself in another way, because you're forcing your future self to leave the house, which is the last thing I usually want to do on a hangover.
I got a Leon on Too Good To Go the other day, but I had to pick it up at 9:30 in the evening, by which point I was in my jammies, I was watching telly, so I just didn't go, and it doesn't take your money if you don't go.
It doesn't even take your money.
Shit off.
I don't like
not?
To do it very. No, it doesn't. So it only takes your money when you swipe to say you've collected your thing, and if you haven't, then it gives. I know.
I thought they should take the money. That would make. That's insane.
That because I do feel a bit bad because obviously that goodie bag then, I mean, hopefully it went to someone else, but yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. Moral dilemma. Should you swipe anyway? Is the sacrifice of £3 worth your laziness?
Also worth pointing out that a couple of people jumped on our Twitter. Obviously we were in a hilarious, joshing way saying it's only in London, but loads of people, it's all over the country. I think Pablo was saying it's near him, and someone else, I can't remember who it was because I haven't got Twitter in front of me, but a couple of people, you know, out in the sticks. making myself popular. It's everywhere, basically. It's everywhere. It's really, really everywhere.
It's just there's obviously less stuff if you're in a field, but you can also set your parameters to be miles and miles. So, you know, you can set it to be villages away if you live in a village.
Yeah.
This okay, I've got a game, Tom.
Louise said she's excited because their local pretzel shop is on there. So hello to Louise. And also Stuart Hedges, though, I said M&S at the petrol station, Costa and the posh bakery in town. Is Cabin Fever an app recommendation service now?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Here's my idea for a format for a future episode of Cabin Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We find a place that's equidistant between our houses. Mm-hmm. We reserve a Too Good To Go, and then we get in our electric cars and race to the Too Good To Go location to see who gets the last one, if it's reserved, if there's only one left.
Oh, yeah.
And then we eat it.
We can't reserve the same one, but we find somewhere where there's only one. Okay, good. All right, I get it. Sorry, Dave. Just going with
something
the format.
Like that. Mm. Yeah, the format needs tweaking, but that's my idea, you know?
Well, Helen gets it and she stands outside the shop and we have to race.
Yes, that's it. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's great. A race to monks.
Yes, because if you remember, I didn't buy that electric car in the end, so I'll just get the bus there and sit on a bench.
You get one of those big sherry cars. And we'll meet you there. Okay, good. Anything else on the WhatsApp agenda apart from recommending Too Good To Go?
Well, I've put a load of stuff, but you guys have to go to your meeting now, so I'm happy to talk about it next
week. We've got 5 minutes. We can race through it in 5 minutes.
Can they be done in sort of short sentences, or are they good stories?
Yeah, no. They're more sort of general. So one is Line of Duty, which we should definitely talk about next week, not this week, because it was going to be... The episode came out last night, but obviously we're recording it a few days ahead, so ignore that one. Lawnmower. There's a man outside my window, low in the morn.
Low in the morn. Isn't that what cattle do as the sun rises? They low at the morn.
Low in the morn.
Oh. There's this week's title for you.
There you are. Done. Love that. Love that.
Virgin is obviously what Dave is. And then...
What was the story there? Or was that just you insulting me?
Basically, my Virgin Media Wi-Fi box.
Right.
I got an email today saying that it's going up from £31, I think we paid, to £54.
What?
Yes, too much. Ditch it.
You know how I've got a Virgin about this.
I've got a Virgin story as well.
Oh,
go on. Carry on, Monksy.
No, so that was the end of my
story.
So
yours, in the interest of balance, I would just like to say, so I finally quit one of my many wine boxes, which was Virgin Wine Club. You know, having spent far too much money on wine I didn't necessarily need. But within 24 hours, as expected, they sent me one of those, oh, here's a little deal for you. We're sorry you've gone. Mm-hmm. But for the first time ever, I was like, oh shit, that is good. Because Virgin, and I don't want to do this as a bloody advert because we didn't get paid anything by Too Good To Go.
No.
But they do a thing on the Virgin Wine Club where you earn £1 for every £5 you spend.
What?
So they sent me a thing saying, if you'd have been a member of our VIP wine bank service, you would have earned already, I'm not going to say how much it is, because I'll reveal it.
£8,000. Dave, your nose has gone really red over the last 6 months.
That's fine. Then they gave me an extra sum of interest as a bonus for joining. So they've given me something like 70 quid now. They've said there's 70 quid waiting in an account for you if you want to join this thing.
But wait, is it just money? Can you then just extract that and use it in the world? Or do you have to spend more?
I just spend it on wine, but it's just free wine, basically. I was like, oh, we'll join back up for a month then.
Yeah.
Because that's the way. Do you know what? Them and Naked Wines, actually, they've got a great model for buying too much wine, because it's that thing where they just take a bit of money out of your account every month.
Mm.
So you can just be like, take a tenner out of my account every month. I'm never going to notice that. But then every 6 months, you're like, I'll have a few bottles of wine. Look what I've bought. What a dream. So there you go. So Virgin take your money, Helen, but they are giving it to directly to me, which is nice of them. So
Well, maybe, guys. I shouldn't move then. I should keep with them. £50 a month can go into your account.
But on that note, we are going to have to wrap it up, I think, because our meeting now is going to be late for the 5-minute delay that we already told them we were going to be late for, unless we go now.
You can blame me. Unless it's someone important who works in telly, in which case, I'm not involved.
David Mitchell and Ben Elton and Catelyn Moran and what else have you been
Richard Osman, he'll do. Chuck him in, he's important.
But nice times. All right, well done, everyone.
Well done. Congratulations, well done, everyone. Wonderful times. All the best.
Have a lovely week.
Kind regards. And also, everyone, do keep us up to date on Twitter on the things you've been getting out of shop bins on Too Good Today. It's good to catch up and see what everyone's getting. I enjoy it.
Yeah. What you been in?
What you been in? Very good.
What you been in?
All the best. Kind regards. Thanks for coming. Bye.
Bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, Cabin FE83709. Oh,
Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name. No. What you been getting?
I love swearing! I love swearing so much!
Fuck off, Edmund.